Hello, and welcome to EXAM, KBIA's weekly look into educational issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Lincoln University in Jefferson City has entered into a partnership with Project Search, which gives high school students with disabilities job training. KBIA's Brady Finn takes you inside the school to figure out what jobs these students are working and the impact the program is making.
What do you call the lunch rush?
The beast.
The beast. Why is that?
It's a lot of people.
It's the lunchtime rush at Lincoln University, where more than 100 students come to eat at the cafeteria. From where Joseph Anderson's standing, that's more than 100 people's worth of trash. Joseph is one of 7 interns working in a program called Project Search at Lincoln University. The program's goal is to secure competitive employment for people with disabilities by partnering with several Missouri-based organizations to provide real-world opportunities for students. Throughout the school year, the students work 3 internships that place them in different environments with various departments on campus. Derek Woodis works for the Missouri Rehabilitation and Employment Group. He's the employment advisor and is one of the leaders of the Project Search program in Jefferson City.
We don't want them to be stuck in jobs where they're making just minimum wage. They have skills, and sometimes these certain skills can get them into jobs where they're making $10, $11, $12 an hour and actually get them into careers, not just bouncing from job to job.
Woodis says a lot of the students are technologically savvy, so building and further improving their technical skills is something they focus on. Some interns scan photos into archives, input data, or work desk jobs like answering and forwarding phone calls. The program takes on a variety of students, including those with physical and developmental disabilities. Woodis says one of the common challenges his team tends to heavily focus on is communication and conquering social situations. Paul Small serves as a supervisor and mentor to Project Search interns at the Lincoln University Office of Student Activities. This year, Small has worked with Sean Bernal, a senior at Jefferson City High School. Sean refers to himself as a unique individual and as one who doesn't play by the rules of the crowd. His reddish-pink hair is one of the ways he expresses himself, and he takes on a wide range of tasks throughout the day and even an extra job he has bestowed on himself.
Answering phones, taking messages, walking to the print shop, getting delivering, kind of just being Mr. Smiley.
Mr. Smiley is someone Small says he and his coworkers greatly appreciate.
Sean has something comical to bring us every day, so he definitely lights up the office.
Small says Sean's growth in his communication skills will help him transition into the professional workforce.
I think that he has developed his people skills. I think he has developed customer service. He's made sure that he's very attentive, as well as he continues to, again, follow up with those duties every day. I think he's going to transition very well because he retains it.
Woodis says the students were leery at the beginning of the program, but they've now become comfortable with their coworkers and familiar work settings.
They're ready to go now, also socially and for life skills and budgeting and things. They've come a long way through this. We've taught them a lot of that, and they just keep climbing, and I think the sky's the limit for them.
Woodis says he enjoys watching his interns learn about professionalism and finding skills they can use to make themselves successful workers.
My favorite part of anything working with young adults is seeing them grow. I don't think that anything else matters at the end of the day other than seeing these guys grow and watching their confidence build and seeing them realize that, hey, we have the same opportunities as everyone else.
Brady Finn, KBIA News.
That's this week's exam. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, and thanks for listening.